holding in Sukkot, Simon Lamed Vav, Sif Gimel, Sukkot Yudal. So, Morgul Taye, the minute to put the Tagin in. Besides the Shatner's gates, there are other Tagin which you put in. Bitvillin, so let's read the whole sentence together. Norgul Taye, Bitvillin, Oisis Acheris Movadeva. Besides Shatner's gates, there are other letters which the meaning is to put a Tagin on in Tvillin. Amos Kermit, Batur, Beshem Ashimushi Rabbah, Beshem Rambam. Batur quotes them from two Swarim, from the Rambam, and from the Sefer called Shimushi Rabbah. We mentioned it before. Shimushi Rabbah was one of the Goinim, seemingly. And Tosis quotes him in different places. Simply in the area of Stafford, he seems to quote him a lot. Vatagam Elohim Taginim Gedarlin, referred to as Taginim. Ashiyodakim, they have to be small enough. Because if they're too large, they take away the tzuris ois. So it's very clear that they're a tag on top of the ois. When you're dealing with thin or small osius, you have to be very careful with the tag. Because those of more delicate osius, it's very easy to lose your tzuris ois by putting a tag on, which is not the right proportion. So the Mechaber said, "Im lo tag afilu shanah gates is lo pasul." So Mechaber paskins that even though putting on tag and all these other ones, which should not be done at the Gemara, obviously can't pasul b'diyah. But shanah gates, which is done at the Gemara, what about over there? So Mechaber says, even over there it doesn't pass. It comes mishabur. So cotton says, "Well, this is lo pasul, but bach pasul b'zeh." He goes through all the kashas in both different directions, and he basically sets up that there are three different shitas. That there's the shita which says that without, if you don't put tagim on shatnas gates, it's possible. On the other end, you have the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it does not possible. Okay. There is another shita which has a whole different understanding of exactly what the process of tagin is, and it might be ma'akev, but it's a whole different process. It comes out what we're doing according to them is irrelevant. So it comes out according to the shita, it's kosher based on an argument of irrelevancy as opposed to halachically not being possible. The Maisa the Machmir, there's the Bach, there's the Grosses that are definitely Machmir, Rishon which are Machmir, the Rosh, etc., which are Machmir. And therefore, Al Kain, Me'anochim, Me'od, Lochosh, Tezem, L'sak, Machaka. You definitely need to address them.
Fixing it afterwards, it would be okay according to the Bach? And those who apostle it?
This problem was in a case where you did it, you didn't attach it. Rishon's Maisa, that's a problem.
That's the case that they're speaking in?
No, that was the case which you said before, where you can't do afterwards. But if you add the tagin afterwards, that's kosher. Now, what about Shlokas Hidra?
You did it and you didn't. So you wrote a tag, but it wasn't attached to the letter?
Correct.
That's worse than not writing a tag at all.
Possibly. So we said the rule was Shlokas Hidra, even a letter which is possible, if it had Surah Sa'ois, it's not called Shlokas Hidra. So even if you tell me that the lack of tagim will pass the ois, it's not called shalak esidra. Without ois, the mechaber marish also roish ois the malo kitikuna. Achshachisir tagim shoda. So everything is ready for the tag, just you don't want the tag. And also the malo roish ogol agam kain. So if you made it round, you have no place to put the tagim. Now you want to go flatten it out and put the tagan on top. Now the Amish Pshat is he learns tagan not like the way we were learning. That you have here's the head of the zayin and here's the body and here's the tagan coming up. He learns the tagan means you have to make sure that there's a point here and a point here and it should be equal in the middle. That's how he understands the word tagan. It's not referring to something on top. It's referring to how you make the head of the, and it has to have its points. It has to be very sharp edge of the.
What's so, equal in the middle?
Or is the point is it shouldn't go down. The three tagan are this point, and the middle. It's the three tagan.
Horizontal.
The horizontal in the middle. So, according to the Re'aim, if you make it rounded at the edges, you have a Mekayim target according to the Re'aim. He holds its market. It's a whole different than the target. So, Mishnah says, you can't be Mekayim for the Re'aim according to the Re'aim. And that's what it's a valid Mekayim because we showed him how to live in the Gemara.
The Re'aim was a Rishon?
The Re'aim was a Rishon.
That would have been one of the.
He was one of the Balatos.
This would have been one of the sets of that the girl would have had to put on according to him, too, right?
Correct.
It was slightly different.
Well, according to him, as long as you have that, the fact you have tagging on top would not. Doesn't make it possible.
Oh, okay.
Is that true? So the Gross is the Rambam says first of all the Gross is the Rambam first of all it's not like the Re'aim says we're not talking about that it has to be perfect square, you know, pointy. It's referring to putting tagging on top. A B it's only B'diyam. It's only the Chathkil B'diyam and it's kosher. And C it's only by Mezuzah not by Tzvon. Okay, so according to the Rambam, this whole halacha becomes almost irrelevant for us. So the Tzarki and the Maisa, because the Rambam holds it's kosher. But
kosher without tagging at all, or
kosher without tagging at all.
So what does need tagging and it's ma'akir anything?
According to the Rambam, nothing.
Not even mezuzah. He's saying like he's talking about mezuzah.
Not even mezuzah.
Is it Tos or not? Does anyone hold that it's Miyake? Either the Sefer Torah Mezuzah is Miyake? That would be possible.
Right, but it's a Rosh.
The Rosh says, on what? On all three? On
I think on all three.
Would be possible.
Rosh Noma Tum Mezuzah, I'm not sure whether he holds the Sefer Torah, but I think the Pai Sefer Torah also.
So, quite a dance of who feels you don't need time.
It might be, but it's
not attached.
Depending on how bad you messed it up. The question was I was just thinking on now, I'm not sure what I think about it before. Why isn't there a problem with the book of Kavil? So if you hold, so part of the Rambam is feeling is a mitzvah put tagging, you can't take the son of the book of Kavil. According to the Re'aim, that's not what it means. It just means like a head with a has to be pointy at the edges. So these things on top are a problem with the book of Kavil. I don't know. I'm not sure what they would. I'm missing something.
How much material has to be around?
And why is this the secret? All parts of the letter have to be touching the wheel.
Since you have
you're not supposed to be there.
It
shouldn't be there. It's to say that Chedis is not Mishan, it's Surah Sa'is. On the one hand. And clearly, so there's a potential scenario. I have a letter, there's a piece of ink touching the side of it. So it might be a moment of real, but it's clearly distinct in the sense that it doesn't change the source of ice. Maybe that works. And you know you're there.
The Re'aim is saying that
nothing should have tagim.
Correct.
There should be no crowns at all on the level.
Yeah, he learns the head is the crown.
Oh, he holds that that's a crown.
The point of tagim means it has to be pointed. The edges have to come to a very sharp point.
It's a little hard to understand that I got it to Gemara that Hashem was making crowns on the letters. The letters were there already, so he wrote it the way it was written. And he says he made crowns, and Rabbi Kiva was Dervish the crowns. I mean, it's a little hard to understand that Gemara.
Well, the Pasha, what he's saying is it says Ikritzer, so the fact that it's not being pointed in the kosher. It's how the Loch of Tagan becomes problematic.
So his friend comes along and he says, hey, you know what? This is perfect. I need to
Kosher Sefer Igeres HaTiyul. I do not know who Igeres HaTiyul is.
I would have said,
it's a Kabbalistic concept. Shanez who is Sotom as and Beis Mekashrim Gedolim. There's two big Mekashrim and Shemayim, Sotom and Az.
Igeres HaTiyul. Such an interesting name for a second. I would have thought it was like a tour book.
It might be a tour book, but what you're touring is Kabbalah.
Yes.
We go Gam Kin Social Shatna's Gates. So that's Shatna's Gates. It's also that idea. The Gates Gam Kin Shem Katrig Echod. The Hatagan Shaleim Hain Kaboy Herod Bechanis Leinotzamehem. So these letters represent the elements of Kitru. And the tagging which he put are the response to that. Whatever, you know, he says it, I say yes. Okay, good. Okay, now he goes to Mishnah Sefer. Now, the challenge over here is like, he makes it a run like little small letters. It's a lot into a page. Okay. Until the first issue, before he gets into the source of Isis, he first deals with some of the laws of Shulchan Sidrum and Choktoches, etc. And he's going to talk about the book of Gilgamesh also, I think, at the end of the Petrus. Right, at the end he brings calling up the real. Okay. Tulim is a tzichel and shiuk subin kasidrum in a Torah. You see, oh yeah, the word meila, which you darshin kasidrum. Bein hikdim parsha la parsha, bein teva la teva, ois posel. Whatever you did out of order, you did an earlier parsha, later parsha before an earlier parsha, a later word before an earlier word, a later letter before an earlier letter. All of those will be posel. Alvazeh ois gufa lo shash lo kasidrum. In the letter itself, even though it's made out of different parts, there's no specific order. Even though we normally write in a certain way, it's not called Shulchan Sidrin, you wrote it in a different order. For example, Gun Sadi, Shemurkev mi Yud Nun. Because of Hanun Machakacha Yud, we'll have a Shulchan Sidrin. Okay, you forgot Ois number one. Instead of writing number two, you only wrote mixes Ois. So in that situation, go back, you can finish number one, then go back to number two. As long as you have not completed the whole letter, it's called you did it in order. It's not called you made a dover. The issue is making the dvorim in order. It's not called a dover until it's a full letter. Now, Alvim Kosa yod below kotzer yehasmali. The same way, Lakula, we said, if you write a letter which looks like the letter, but it's possible because of some detail, it's there, and therefore it's actual considered, that'll also work against you if you skip this letter and you write the next letter. So he said, if you didn't finish it, it's not a problem. Why finish it, but not the kashrus? So, well, I mean, they didn't finish it yet. But the same way I'm telling you, when this is that letter is here, he's dealing with the next letter, and they say, well, the letter's there, even though it's missing something, it's called a clear, to allow it to be called Kassidron, that's a kula over here, landed with the chumrah. So if you write it, you write your aleph, and you write that you the yud doesn't touch that, he says, well, it's not a big gap, it looks like an aleph. So the gabbit aleph is called, you wrote it. It's still possible, you have to fix it, but you can fix it out of order. It's not called out of order. So who had the happen if you forgot the letter before, and you started writing the aleph, and you got to that stage, even though it's still a puzzle aleph, it's still considered because you wrote the aleph already. For example, is the yud below the kutzah small? So we all the kutzah yud is ma'akev, but the tzuras the yud is there. Okay. There's a question around what kutzah small is. So the head of the yud sort of comes down. Is it enough to make it a square? It has to actually come down and protrude a little bit. But whatever the pshat is, if you didn't do that, it's possible. Kutzah yud is ma'akev. But it looks like yud. So the yud is there already. Or aleph ayin v'shin v'kadar v'shem v'geah ha'yud v'ha'ois. The heads of the shin aren't touching the bottom totally. There's a gap. And then you went back and wrote a previous letter. You tell me that the letter is called there to the extent that you could later on fix it because it's called it's there already. If that's true, the kula, the ikar of the letter is there. Even now fixing it, it's called the ois is there. So koshke the chumra, the shem ois alev, a habishal kesidrin. So that will work against you. In this scenario, it'll work against you. Obviously, if you hold the tagan not ma'akiv, you wrote a zayin, then you wrote without a tagan, you went back and wrote the earlier letter. It's too late. You already have a zayin. It's out of order. Okay. They get involved in questions of the rights. They feel it's an issue after, not after the letter, after the words, only after a parsha. Okay, they go back and fix letters which from earlier, even though they went further already. Once you go to the next letter, you can't go back. Unless you're talking about something which looks, it's called the ois is there already, then you can go fix it. Not everybody knows what's called that the letter is there, just as missing a tiku, which you're allowed to do later on. And what things you can't go back for. Most people are not familiar.
Therefore,
it's proper. She's there, but till the mezuzah shaloi lahanif yodei al shum ois the sack of ezet tikkun achar shekos the boy shachar. The best thing is don't go back. Period.
That's the shame.
In loy dover, shenim zekosuv beferish v'sifrei poskim shezer mutzal la'asak ha'tolokat. Someone says explicitly you're allowed to go back, and so you're allowed to go back, but you should not extrapolate on your own because you don't know what you're doing. Well, you don't have the outside. You shouldn't. You shouldn't make parallels on your own. So it's all talking about adding writing, fixing it by removing. You might all have another problem.
So far out.
You didn't go to the next letter, but this letter you wrote improperly. You wrote it by removing, not by writing.
I can't do it all. How am I ever
going to
change?
You have to know what you're doing. It's a complicated area. He doesn't want to get involved in any. The bars was used for scraping away the letter. It means like a little type of a scraping utensil. I don't want you scraping anything away because this might be a chotechos issue. That arrangement that he has, that they don't erase anything, addresses chotechos, doesn't address shalokas idrin. The answer is write this letter properly the first time and you won't have any about going back. So you shouldn't go to the next letter until you finish writing this one, which means you have to write a little bit slowly. The problem was that they put a pressure on the cipher to write quickly to be able to turn out more filling of mezuzahs to make more money. Okay. The Karisi Anoshim Yerelikim Krasimam Rabo Tikkun Tfilayim. I've seen already people which are willing to spend a large amount of money on their tefillin. Lechem Misefer Uman Shecholas is Botim Noim and Medorim Kedin Mechopatayim. Bashrechel. So the people are willing to spend a large amount of money to make sure they get from a cipher who is able to do it properly and slowly, etc. So Baruch Hashem, they're willing to spend a large amount of money to get beautiful bottom, etc. But you should know that's beautiful, but there's a more intrinsic issue that they need to think about. You have to write every letter properly. You need two things. He should know what he's doing, and he should do it slowly. So if he gets one letter wrong, he blew the whole tefillin, and you can't even go back and fix it. So you want your servant to take his time. Okay. The tagan are missing. Oh, yeah, kutsa shayud. Or the kutsa shayud, that sharp point of the yud. That you can fix later on. It's obviously that letter. Rabbeinu Tam says without that, the spits on the left side is possible. We got tag in Yeshua and the apostle even looked to yoga. And without the tag, also some say it's possible. The main thing is that the worm were written in the right order, and they were. Because it's called the head suicides. If the issue is that the letters look like it's proper, but now they're touching. Rashi. So you can remove that later on, because you're not making a letter through that. The letter's there already. But for Pasha the Dafkim Lanishtana Tsurosa, I get a Nagila. Like I said before, if by touching it loses its Tsuros, then you have a whole problem. You don't have a letter there. Then you're creating the letter by removing the extra. And that's the problem. That's the problem with Chotoches. They're not going all the way down to touch. But the child reads it properly. The gag is not touching the side. But the child reads it properly. So it's called the letter is there, but it needs a tikkun. For sure, the sack and achaka. Now, the yira, the cause of dafkim in ein nicker predosay lehedya. The gap between the yud and the aleph is not very obvious. You wouldn't just notice it at a cursory glance. That's called. You have the tzurzois. But if it's clearly obvious that it's not touching, so then don't tell me that Tzuras Ois is not Tzuras Ois. I, the child, read it properly. I've got the tin of curry cake. Human chain Tzuras Olea. How did you touch this? Look, we said multiple times, if you really wrote it wrong, I don't care what the kid reads. So if the olive of the yud is not, it's clearly distinct. The kid looks and says, well, what else could it be? It must be it's an olive. Okay, it's great. But in reality, it's not an olive. He's not necessarily happy with this issue. Okay. This is all talking about the letters. There's a little chasorin, so the tzura is still there because they don't look like any other letter. It's hard to mix up an aleph and anything else. However, the letters which are possible to mix with something else is much more of a problem. So the way we write a nun, we give a little bit of a bend. Do they have pictures here? It has a little bit of a bend. So Sadi is basically a nun with a little more bend. You take away the yod, it has a head, it has the leg coming, and it has the big foot at the bottom. That's really what a nun looks like.
It has a bigger base than the bottom.
A little bit bigger base. Basically, the way the poskim referred to with Sadi, that you're writing a yod and a nun.
But you wrote it like a nun with the same base as a nun, would that be okay?
Probably not, but it's pretty close. I don't know, it depends if it's out or not. But now, if the yud doesn't touch, so somebody can come along and read it. Yud, well, now that's a major headache. It's not just, well, you know, like I said before, if the yud of the aleph doesn't touch, it's a line and a yud, you're not going to read anything else, it's an aleph. So unless it's clearly distinct, it's not a different noise. If it's clearly distinct, it's a problem. But over here, as soon as you don't touch it, it's a yud nun. He disagrees with this assumption. He says, listen, I don't care. It's not touching. It's a problem. I can't read it right. Okay, I don't care. It's not so obvious. I don't care. It's a problem. That's not Tzurasois. So when the Beis Shabram Shom Lahi Kaponim Shasat Chak Yesh Lahakot Yisrael Dama Hanikim. So Shasat Chak will be so much that you could fix it later on. Okay, no point. Here's the rule. You're not riding, rather you're racing or stretching. It's not called Shulchan Sidra. You're not riding. In some cases, you have a problem of erasing to the extent that you're making a letter by erasing. That's a different problem. But it's not the issue of Shulchan Sidra, you don't have a motion. For example, Lavisecha, he wrote Lavisecha, Molevot. There's no Vav there. He has to erase the Vav.
But in our case,
So now what do you do next? So now it looks like two different words. You have a lamed aleph beis le'av, and then you have sech at the end, and you have the gap in between. So what's the eighth? So the eighth is, so you extend the letters of the vav, the top and the bottom of the beis, and that covers it, fills up the gap. That's what he said before, that Mashiach is not a problem. You have a base already. You have your stuff here. You extend the base a little, you make a little closer to the. So you have a base already. You're not adding a new base. The base is already there. So that's called Kazidra. Still have a church base a lot. Our body also a base with Kila Kitsuris Nun Kufa. After Shochel the base, Havashal Kazidra. If it looked, you may look like a Nun, which doesn't have a very long head or bottom, and you're supposed to be a base, and you extend the head, and instead you change the Tzuris Ois. It wasn't before you had a Nun. Now you have a, that's really a problem.
What, that extended
the base? Well, now Shochel Kazidra.
It was a kosher nun before you.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a base.
Oh, it was supposed to be a base.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, if you have a cipher that, let's say he writes the letter correctly, but it's not, that's clearly correct, but it's not his standard. I mean, he's a perfectionist, he wants it exactly right. Could he touch it up? In that case, like you said, in this case, he could extend it. Could he do that to any letter? Touch it up if it's touched already, just to make it look better?
Weaker than he could. But this is a problem which we try and suggest they shouldn't do that. You should write it right, correct the first time. Because we don't want them to be in the habit of going back and correcting, because it's very dangerous. Because sometimes I want them to go back and correct something which you shouldn't have to correct, and you have to look at the we encourage very strongly that he writes it right the first time. So it was there, but then for whatever reason something affected the surah. Later on you go back, it's out of order. Kazidjan is not only the time of the ksiva, it's a constant need, it's status that needs to have. Well, done with the book of Tevil, the carpet, the Krua Rakashas Ksiva, the book of Tevil is only a lock at the time of the Ksiva. We heard the question, because of the Ksiva. Well, if you look at the Ksiva, the Krua Achas, the HB is a Mishim Shal Ksiva. One little dot makes a big difference. You need to straighten out the edge, make it straight. The So if that's the situation, that's all you need is a little bit of Dio. That's all you need. Right now, it's not a dollar. You went right there, you went right there. That's pretty true. I mean, based on what we've been learning until now, it's pretty straight. Most things should be straightforward. Come on, Moshe, remember, Kassab, get Mitzvah, 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 Torah, get possible Chavtechus, do writing by removing and leaving the element to be read as a letter intact. So you didn't write, you removed, and you left with the Tzur of the Ois instead. That's possible. Even if one letter, not even one letter, Yud, even the Kutzah Shayud, you made through Chavtechus, it's not acceptable. Because it's not a letter yet without it. And
by making a distance,
the Chasimus Eile Haget, the Chachtaychus, I'm a small Ebenezer, the Simon Kufam, and I stopped and walked even kosher, I'm the Lexib, who the Kosa, the Gila McBean, and tomorrow the Kola Get, I'm sure. The Kosa will say, Recruits, when the Zambia, you're right. So, writing, we said, we darshan, Xiva can't be Chachiko. So, you can't write by removing. Okay. Now, he's signing the Get. Now, the way they sign the Get, you ever seen this? They sign it again. Is written in Ksav HaShuris, and the signing is in Ksav HaShuris. They ate him signed in Ksav HaShuris.
Sometimes they don't know how to do it.
You practice.
Really?
Or you don't do it.
They have to do it like the Sefer does it.
Yeah, they're not phenomenal. You know, like the times I signed them, it's passive. You know, uh-huh. I wouldn't write home about it.
Uh-huh.
No pun intended.
Better than what I did.
That wasn't bad. Anyway. Okay.
What's the Makar for that? Is that a minute ago?
It's a complicated question.
Okay.
Am I, cases of Iku, we're sure we were Samachan. So now what about the Edom using Chavtechus? So the Gemara actually contemplates the situation where you have this poor, incompetent aid. So the Sarfa will make a stencil, you know, for him, you know, L-E-O, you know, and leave that blank, put it down, and you'll fill in the blank, you know. Hopefully you're sophisticated enough to fill in the blank and sign your letter. So Moore says you can do that. So now, he even got that wrong. So he said, okay, no problems. So let's go, like, take away somebody to get that aleph there. So you want to do chavtechus to write. Now, it doesn't say because of the chasim, it says because of on the chasim again. We passion the chasim is going on the chasim again. So I told you, whoever says the word chasim is not v'chaka. It doesn't say v'chasim on the Aiden. On the chasim again. On the Sefer Torah, on Tefillin, Mezuzahs, I appreciate. But over here, it doesn't say v'chaka. So that we say, if the Aiden end up signing with Chavtechus, we can't redo the get, and he's leaving, and she'll be stuck without an Aitza, we're relying. It's much more common than you realize. It's very many applications. I'm similar base. Here's the rule. He hafuchu mishloka sidrum. Chavtechus and shloka sidrum betzim in some ways are mirror opposites. The acts of Gera, Mechika, and Mashiach are not called Shloka Sidra, because they're not called Tziva. So they both are removing. Mashiach, we discussed the case before. You have a base, and you have something else, you remove it, and you extend the base. That's called Kesidra, because had a Bezer in. If you had your letter there, you need to remove a little bit of the wet ink that's called the Moichik, or the dry ink, you scratch it away. Right? It's just supposed to blot it. Right? As long as the letter's there ready, no problem. So these things will be problem of Hadimian. For example, a beisha nasa kitzurasa besamachov chadav shenol b'tibes diyo secha chalal achar shenigmarai beish. You wrote a beisha. The days is very happy, and then something fell in the middle. Okay. If it fell in the middle in such a way that's clearly distinct from the rest of the letter, okay, no problem. But if it fell in the letter in such a way that it takes away tzuras ha'ois, doesn't look like a base to me. After I feel it's in a kosher, so kosher ain't on a royim shein tzuras. We see this; it's not a kosher base. It doesn't look like a base. I didn't take it as a base. Okay, matan mazel. It's not going to help you. If that's the case, for my honey ligurat people who you can't scratch it away, because then you're creating tzuras ha'ois by scratching. Once it became possible, the original base is gone. And now you're making a base by removing it. You didn't redo the letter, you removed something else. It's okay, I didn't really write the base. So let me go extend the base, it's like I wrote it. Doesn't help. Gagam shall have the top and the bottom. Gam kin lamani. The Rebbe Lava Hachi Tzuras Olei Psula. It's too late. The Tzura was there. The Tzura you made by removing, not by writing. And now being Moshe does not solve your problem. The other Mizu Chesu Malkam B'Shnei Zayin. The Mahani Shi Yigur Hacharta Mishir B'Shnei Zayin. He's supposed to write Mizu Zoyis. So he was not thinking. Zion, and then he connected the two. That's what the chest looks like. So Zion and Zion with the line in the top. Okay. So, no problem. Scratch away the top, and you have two Zion. Yeah, you made two Zions by removing. The Mahani Shiva referred to Mishor Shnei Zion. The Mice also with good voice. If after you remove you don't have source of ice, and then you actually write now, you write source of ice. Okay, so you wrote source of ice. So we'll talk about the Tekhas a little more as we go through the letters. We spoke about it before, and you see, but now you should get it. That is a column about the Prima Gunnam, the Medina Kalfas Kavil, Hektaktim, the Cyber Countries. The Lachas of Mukav Kavil, we'll talk about at the end of the Countries of Mishra Cypher. What do we got over here? 8:46. Rabbi, can we start? Yeah. Can we start an Aleph? Best place to start is with an Aleph, right?
Start from the beginning.
Close. Aleph is an easy letter. Okay. That's probably true. Sure, so it's Aleph. The Kesef was written by the Kesef Shulchan Aruch. That's the standard. A lot of Sefer used.
Third explanation on words.
When we have Kesef Shulchan Aruch, I mean, we'll learn that. Right now we have Mr. Berger, I mean, so we'll learn this. What standard? Kesef's Arba is maybe Kesef explains more about the writing than the Mishabur is of. Okay, Tiag and Kudal Yana Kein Yud. So the upper dot, again, so we're using the middle line is called the body of the letter, and then there's the upper Yud and the lower Yud. So the upper Nakuda and the lower Nakuda, so it should look like a Yud. Like it's cut and allowed, and it has the pointy end. It should be as opposed to straight up and down. I will tell you, if I'd be very good at writing, it would make life easier. Just do all the pictures as I'm going along. Yeah, oh, yes, it'll help.
Isn't he showing you the letter where it says Aleph? Not how it's supposed to look?
You don't have it in
here. I don't have it in right. So you always start from left to right. The Aleph goes down. And then you could write the Yud like that. It's facing flat. So you don't want to do that. You want to write it that it's facing up a little bit. Facing upwards. So, like the more said, the more makes it talks about the Yud looking klapi mal. So apparently, the source of Yud was that it looked klapi, the Yud on top looked, was facing up.
Even a singular Yud should.
No, the Yud of the Yud of Al.
Yud of Al.
The Yud of Al. You want it to touch not towards the bottom, not towards the top, somewhere in the middle of the goof of the aleph, which is the line in the middle. You want the line when you go down, you want it to go down and flatten out, so the edge will look like it's moving up a little bit. Make sense?
It made sense.
So when I go down, I can just make it make my looking like that, right? So I take my DO and I go down. I don't go down. I flatten out and I tilt up a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
This is the Madura, the new Madura, they have actually a picture for. That's not a strange thing. There's no pictures in the edition of Shavuot, the original version. There's no pictures of the letter. You don't have pictures either, right?
I have a picture.
The new Madura, they added it. Yeah. Okay.
When I went to get the first edition.
What?
That's what happens here. When to get the first edition.
I have the first edition also.
Something just comes out.
Right. Okay, fine. Benakuda Shalamata, Tia Rathaikam in a Rosh Shal Haguf Kashir Ove Kumas Vakatsi. The gap between the bottom Nakuda, the bottom Yud, and the end of the goof, again, the goof is the line down the middle, is a width of width and a half of the thickness of your ksav. That's called the Ove Akumas. Ove Akumas is how thick your ksav is going to be. So if your ksav, if the middle one is like this thick, so that's your Ove Akumas. You measure that plus a half, and that's the gap that you're going to make. So the thickness of the kumis is the thickness of the line that you're writing. You should have a little spitz going down on the right side. It's be'etzem an upside down yud. So an upside down yud, if you straighten it out, the right side up yud has a tag on top. And at the end, it has that spitz going up. This should have the spitz going down. As straight up and down as possible. So if this is your line, that's good. Then you're gonna emsa ha'ois. You're gonna write your yud over there. If I draw a line down from there, I write my other one over here. That is going to be basically straight down from that. Makes any sense?
Here it's going down or going up?
The face is facing up. The ukit itself. This letter is looking upwards.
The letter is looking upwards.
Right. So this one is basically directly above the bottom. Outcome. So that's all the points that Mishyasu said. Okay. So the Mishibur, Masham and Rita the Lishka, then sort of Oikit small, the Yud Ha'elyon Shalom Albert. The way he presents it, he doesn't talk about the Yud Ha'elyon that it needs to have an Oikit small. We got him a similar number. You write a yud. It's a horrible thing to write with. When you write a yud, so this is the gag, and this is sometimes referred to as the oikets yimin, because it comes down the right side. And you have the head over here. It has to be at least squared off, and the rabbeinu tam holds it has to come down. It has to come down. That's the oikets small. So the Beis Yosef does not mention that over here. There's such a requirement. So in an actual yud, the Rebbeinu Tam holds that that's ma'akev, and we do that. But over here, this is not a yud. This is the yud of the aleph. So we're not something ma'akev on a bit small. That's what we mash. He said, Prima Gadam says not like that. Prima Gadam says that you need to do that. What?
Kutsushayud
on the left. And the yud of Yoyno. If you look at your picture on the yud of Tatana, you don't have an like this.
Okay, this is the Kutsushayud.
This would this right. Over here would be what the Kutsushayud would be. That would be going up towards the out. We don't have that. So it's in the bottom, we're accepting that that's not required. The top one, we're putting that little spitz in. So that's what Prima Gadam is telling us. So even though on the other yud of the aleph, we're not makbid on the kutsushul yud. On the yud of yud, which that taka looks like a suras yud, the other one looks like an upside down yud. This one actually looks like a yud, they have to have a kutsushul yud also. Okay. If it touches more than we're supposed to touch, so it's like blobbing a little bit. Chayuri Hashem Vayayin Vapei Vatsari Rosh Hashmoli Shabayayin Tzari Shatzarach Liyur Skein Zayin. If they're too thick and they're different, Imloga Beguva Ois Yosim Imokim Dibukim. If they're touching in a thicker cob than they should, it's possible. Rakim Kotla Kosa Vadayin Yosim Betul Mezuzis Mutul Lahavis Lahavis Laharki Roshim Teshi Yoniker Harosh. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is, so if the place where it touches is too thick, so you end up with almost no head. If it's supposed to touch with a small touching, and then but instead it's thicker, so you end up with no head. So it's to make your head bigger. You make a larger head. That's like, if you didn't go right there, you can do that. If you want to solve it by regreira, by removing, then now you have an interesting question. How much do you need to remove to say that you took away tzursa ois that you now can rewrite it? Okay.